The Dublin MEP Lynn Boylan was detained and refused entry to Israel yesterday, where she was travelling as part of an EU delegation. The Sinn Féin MEP is chair of the EU-Palestine delegation and was refused entry along with the French MEP Rima Hassan at Ben Gurion Airport just outside Tel Aviv. The incident happened on the same day that Israel's foreign minister Gideon Saar was in Brussels for talks with European officials on the future of Gaza as part of the EU-Israel Association, which held its first meeting in 13 years. And we are joined on the line now by the Sinn Féin Dublin MEP Lynn Boylan. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you for having me on.
What was the purpose of your visit to Israel yesterday?
So the Delegation for Relations with Palestine, of which I chair, there's numerous of these delegations with different countries, but it's supposed to, I suppose, play a constructive role in EU relations on Palestine and also to scrutinise the use of EU funds within Palestine. So the EU would be the largest international donor of aid to the Palestinian state, and also looking towards, I suppose, facilitating dialogue between the EU and the Palestinian Authority. So it's an official body, it's cross-political, there's members, MEPs from all the political groups represented on that delegation, and this was an official mission.
Was it your intention then to remain in Israel or to travel into Palestine?
No, we were going to travel to Palestine, to East Jerusalem, and to spend a number of days there until Thursday evening. It had been flagged with the Israeli authorities months ago, so it was approved by the European Parliament, Council of Presidents. Then you have the EU embassy in Israel, and the EU embassy in Palestine would have coordinated with the Israeli authorities and sort of provided them with details of what we were going to do and all of our passport details and travel arrangements.
So they knew you were coming. Describe what happened then when you landed at Ben Gurion Airport yesterday.
Well, they knew I was coming, and even at the point, Justin, where I was checking in on the flight, they sent a photograph of the passport. I was travelling with a diplomatic passport provided by the Irish state. They took a photograph of that and sent it to the Israeli authorities as I was checking in. So again, at every point, the Israeli authorities were aware of my movements. When we landed in Tel Aviv airport, we were met at the door of the plane by a number of security officials. They then took us to an interrogation room. There were about 20 individuals and we were filmed at all points by those individuals. They then took our phones away, they took our iPads, they searched our bags, they escorted us to the bathroom and they held us there for about an hour and 40 minutes.
What did they say to you?
They gave us very little information. They took our passports as well, and we didn't get our passports back until we arrived in Belgium last night. So they had held on to them. Initially, we just thought that Rima Hassan was being refused entry, even though, again, they were aware that she was travelling and they had not flagged in advance of her boarding the plane or in the weeks leading up to this that she couldn't travel. We didn't realise that we were going to be also put back on the plane because I was also with two officials from the European Parliament, very senior officials, until we were actually brought to the bridge, bringing us onto the plane.
And were those officials also detained?
Yes, we were. All four of us were kept. All four of us had our phones taken and our iPads taken.
And did they give you any explanation then as to why you were being detained and then subsequently deported?
No, there was no conversation. They asked how many of us were in the group. They asked what was the purpose of the mission, which the civil servant said to them and showed them the note we have. Like, we were all told to carry this note verbal, which set out, you know, our names, our details, our passport numbers, and what was the purpose of our visit. They were given that. But other than that, they would not answer any questions that we asked about what was happening or where our passports were or where our phones or our iPads were.
When you got back on the flight then, what happened?
So as we were brought down to the gate and onto the bridge, and we were kept, I suppose what I would say to people is where people's buggies are often kept. We were stood there with, again, security around us so that everybody boarding the plane were aware that, you know, we were I suppose, persons of interest. We were the reason why their flight had been delayed. So they started to film us. Some of them shouted abuse at us. And then we were put onto the plane and we were separated. Myself and the two officials were together, but they put Miss Hassan down the very back of the plane on her own, at which point I objected and said I didn't think it was safe for her to be sitting on her own down the back, but they refused to change and said that they'd call security if we challenged it.
And what was there security with you then on the flight back to Brussels?
Not that we were aware of, no. As I said, people took our photographs. Our photographs are now up on, you know, on different social media platforms. And whatever about being a politician, that's very unfair on civil servants. You know, they're just there to do their job. It's unprecedented that civil servants wouldn't be allowed to continue on the mission if the Israeli authorities wanted to send back two politicians. But to stop the civil servants travelling and meeting up with the rest of the delegation, and then for those civil servants to have their faces put out into the public domain, is deeply concerning.
And did you get any explanation on your arrival back in Brussels as to why you were detained and deported?
No, we again queried where our passports were. We were told our passports were with the pilot and that the pilot would give our passports to the Belgian police. So then we were met by Belgian police getting off the plane in Brussels airport. And at that point then they gave us back our passports and allowed us to go home. But they didn't have any reason either as to why we were refused. And I suppose the important thing here, Justin, to bear in mind, as you said in the opening, we had the president of the European Parliament, President Metsola, meeting with the Foreign Affairs Minister at approximately the same time as we were boarding the plane. Nothing was flagged in terms of, you know, the mission going or that they had issues with any of the members of that mission. The EU-Israel Association Council met, you know, which was supposedly about strengthening partnership between the EU and Israel at the time at which we were landing in Israel. And again, nothing was flagged. So I suppose the EU was completely blindsided in the fact that we were going to be treated in this way.
The office of the Israeli Interior Minister announced yesterday that your colleague who was travelling with you, Rima Hassan, was being blocked from entering Israel due to her support for boycotting the country. No reason was given in relation to yourself or the officials. We did ask the Israeli embassy for an explanation. So far, none has been provided to us. But you have called for boycott, divestment and sanctions against Israel in the past. So do you think that that might be the reason that you were blocked from getting in?
Well, if that was the case, Justin, they had months to refuse my admission in. At every stage of the way, they've been informed there was opportunities for them. If they didn't want me to go, they could have stopped me from going. But let's not forget that the Irish government has also called for a review of the EU-Israel Association Agreement on the grounds of human rights violations. So they have called for that. That's not a controversial position. And also, there are very controversial Israeli politicians who have come to the European Parliament and have made very controversial statements and have not been blocked from entering into either into the country or into the parliament building itself. The EU calls Israel a partner. It says it wants to strengthen its relations, you know, based on respect for human rights and democratic principles. And here we have two democratically elected politicians and two senior officials being blocked from carrying out their job, which is to scrutinise EU funding in Palestine and to have dialogue with the Palestinian Authority.
Have you or will you be asking the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Irish government, to raise this matter with their Israeli counterparts?
I will. I will be writing to the Taoiseach on the Tánaiste today, given that I was travelling on an Irish diplomatic passport, a passport that was taken out of my presence for hours on end. I will also be following up with Commissioner McGrath because I have flagged issues of concern I have around Israel's handling of personal data. And I will be pointing to the fact that they took my phone and my iPad away from me. You know, which again, in terms of breaches of data and privacy, I think there's real concerns there from an EU perspective. But the key thing I will be doing is writing to President Metsola, meeting with her, hopefully, if she accepts my request to meet, and demanding that this mission is rescheduled, because this is the job of the delegation, is to go and to have that dialogue. And we were due to meet with members of the Knesset. We were due to meet with Israeli politicians as well. It's about strengthening dialogue. It's about constructive engagement. And we were prevented from doing our job yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, as I mentioned, we did ask the Israeli embassy for an explanation for a statement. None has been provided so far. But if we get one, we will bring it to you. Sinn Féin Dublin MEP Lynn Boylan, thank you for speaking with us this morning.